Bobby Bones Show.
Big Three Stories.
All right, it's Friday, and Raymundo's got the news. Raymundo, what you got over there?
The vaping death toll has risen to 52 people in the U.S., with over 2,400 people hospitalized from the e-cigarettes. In New Zealand, they continue to search for people after that deadly volcano explosion. We're also getting our first pictures of the island covered in ash. And finally, Walmart's controversial Let It Snow Santa sweater is now an Amazon bestseller after Walmart removed the product from their site. You can get it for $30. Back to you, Bones.
All right, that's the news. Coming up, Amy, we're going to try this. These are the most mispronounced names of the year, famous people.
Okay.
I want to see if you know how to say their name.
Okay.
Also, Lunchbox said he was denied of something he believes he was entitled to.
Great.
Right. He's like, I deserved this and they didn't give it to me. We'll talk about that coming up as well.
Get your Bobby Bones on.
The Bobby Bones Show.
The Bobby Bones Show.
So these are the most mispronounced terms of 2019. So we see them, we just don't know how to say them.
Okay.
So first up is this person, the soccer player, Amy. So I'm going to show you a picture of her.
Oh.
And we'll see if you pronounce it right.
I'm not going to know.
So that's her.
Yeah.
And here's her name.
Yeah.
Can you say her name?
Megan.
She is an American professional soccer player on the U.S. Women's National Team. She, I think, was Sports Illustrated Sportsman of the Year.
Megan Rapinoe.
That is incorrect. It is Megan Rapinoe.
Oh.
There you go.
Dang.
Missed that one. How about this one? This is the site of the 1986 nuclear disaster, which was back in the news this year as the title of HBO's critically acclaimed drama series.
Chernobyl.
Say it again.
Chernobyl.
Say it again.
Chernobyl.
It's pronounced Chernobyl. No, it's all right.
What?
Chernobyl? Chernobyl? Right? I'm looking at the phonetic spelling. Chernobyl is how it's said. Well, I say Chernobyl.
Right. I watched the TV show about it and it was good and I called it Chernobyl.
Okay. This is a 16-year-old Swedish environmental activist on climate change. She was just named Time Magazine's
Person of the Year. Yeah.
Go ahead.
Greta Thunberg.
I don't think that's even remotely close.
I mean Greta Thunberg. Greta Thunberg.
I think it's Greta Thunberg.
Okay.
Thunberg.
Yeah. It's spelled Greta Thunberg,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
But it's Greta Thunberg.
Greta?
Greta Thunberg.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, she's fantastic.
Yeah, she was, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Person of the year.
This guy's a candidate for the Democratic Party nomination in the 2020 U.S. presidential election.
Mm-hmm.
They call him Mayor Pete, but can you pronounce
what
his
up?
Last name?
Mayor Pete. Buddy Gag.
Dude, what do you think it is? Buddy Gag?
Pete Buddy Gag.
You don't watch enough news to know that's not even close.
I know his face.
Yeah.
I'm always like, that guy's handsome.
Mm.
Pete.
Oh, Pete Buddy Gag.
What
no,
is it?
Pete Buttigieg.
Oh, Buttigieg.
Buttigieg.
Yes.
Yeah. Buttigieg. Good, good, good.
Okay, well, good luck with that. I'm okay. Sure he struggled with that his whole life.
Academy Award-winning actor from Bohemian Rhapsody.
Yeah.
Also, Mr. Robot. Can you pronounce his name?
Rami Malek. Oh, shoot. I was so close.
Rami Malek. The A is long, right? Rami Malek. Okay. Not doing that one. How about this one? One more. This is a rapper.
Oh, yeah.
He's the gangster rapper turned to snitch with all the tattoos on his face.
I hate that I know this and I didn't know Peter Booty Guy.
Buttigieg. Pete Buttigieg. Go ahead.
That's Tekashi 6ix9ine.
Wow. She got it.
Wow.
That's the one she knows. She didn't get the environmentalist. She didn't get the presidential candidate or the sportsman of the year. She got Tekashi 6ix9ine.
Nice.
And I have gone way too deep into his Instagram sometimes. Yeah. He's a very interesting person.
I'm watching him on The Breakfast Club back in the day, Charlamagne Show.
Yes.
How I found him.
Me too.
That's a fun segment. Yeah. Oh, Pete Buttigieg. funny.
The Bobby Bones Show.
I was talking to Amy in the back room over there about going to look at Christmas lights.
Yeah.
Over the weekend. There's this fancy thing in town. You go and I'm just not a big Christmas lights person. I'm not a ball humbug, but I just don't really search out Christmas lights. But you know, maybe a date's coming up. So it's like, what do you do?
That's a good date thing.
It's a good date thing, right? You can go walk around through it.
Get hot cocoa.
Lunchbox, did you go see these same lights or different lights?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, so you go same place?
Same place.
Would I like it?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's really, and if you're taking a chick,
yeah.
Oh, that puts her in the mood.
To do what? For Christmas?
Yeah, to smooch.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
How was your experience?
Well, they had this slide, right, where you take an inner tube, you got to climb up all these stairs, and there's a long line. And then I look on the sign, and to the left, it says VIP.
Oh, there's a long, you agree? It's a long line?
It's a long line, and okay. We didn't have VIP, and my kids wanted to wait in it, and I was like, oh, my gosh.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Oh, so did you wait?
No, well, I saw VIP, and I was like, well, that's for people like me, VIP. So
what do you mean people like you?
Celebrities.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. No, you can buy
I thought you meant you had
VIP.
A bracelet.
Yes, you here get a bracelet. Goes. You buy a ticket that's VIP.
Like, if Thomas Rhett is there, he's going to go to the left where he sees VIP.
Probably for sure
he's probably going to buy the bracelet.
Right.
Yeah.
Or they're going to give it to him.
It's not about him being a VIP
you
person.
You don't walk up and just, like, VIP is on your face.
So you were going to face VIP it.
Yes, face VIP it, because my kid's too young, so I'm going by myself. So I'm a single rider VIP real quick.
Oh, so, just real quick, though.
Yeah. So I go to the left, and I walk all the way up there, and you get to the bottom of the stairs where you get to walk up the final flight, and the lady is like, oh, do you have your VIP wristband? I said, no, I'm Lunchbox from the Bobby Bones Show.
Oh, my gosh. Stop. This is so embarrassing.
And she said, no, like, you had to, this is the VIP line. I said, yeah, I'm on a national radio show. People know who I am, so that's considered VIP. She goes, sir, if you want to, you can go back to the white tent and you can purchase a VIP wristband. And I'm like, no. Oh. I don't think you understand. Like, I am.
But she did understand.
And I pulled out my Twitter.
Oh, showed a blue check mark.
Yes. Still nothing. Didn't get to go VIP.
So did you have to walk back down, the walk of shame back down?
So I had to walk back. And I had to ask the people where I was in line, hey, do you mind if I get back in line? They wouldn't let me go on the VIP line.
Yeah, you can't get back in the long line because
every
got out.
Part of that sounds awkward.
It's so embarrassing. Awkward.
All of it. You going up the wrong line, you asking, you having to go back down, you having to ask. Like, you could have just avoided all that if you just got in the line with normal people like us.
What was your wife doing? Was she so embarrassed?
No, she wasn't with. She was down there at the bottom waiting for me.
No. That's what, yeah.
So she didn't see it. She wasn't a part of any of that.
Oh, okay.
But she would have liked to go VIP.
What were you giving them? Like a tweet? Like, if you let me
slide? I was like, hey, look, if you let me go, I'll take a picture. Hey, look at how awesome these people are working the slide. Girl wasn't having anything to do with it.
Did she know who you were?
No, she had, like, she never heard of the Bobby Bones Show. And I'm like,
she wasn't acting like it. She probably had never heard of the Bobby Bones Show.
I said, have you been living under a rock? I don't understand how I can go to the hospital and get VIP and for
you
some
don't
little
even know for sure. You're you say because nurses came to take care of you.
That's what they do.
That's what they do. You're like, I needed water and they brought it to me.
But this, I mean, the slide was cool.
So you did wait.
I did wait. It would have been a lot cooler VIP style. Mm. I'd have been in and out quicker.
The latest from Nashville and Hollywood. Morgan number two's 30 Second Skinny.
Thomas Rhett announced the Centerpoint Road Tour for 2020 with Cole Swindell and Hardy as special guests. Blake Shelton's album Fully Loaded God's Country is out today. Here's his duet on the album with girlfriend Gwen Stefani called Nobody But You. Parmalee and Blanco Brown released a collaboration called Just the Way.
I love you just the way God made you. Girl, he don't make mistakes. What you call your imperfections, I call beautiful.
I'm Morgan number two. That's your skinny.
The Bobby Bones Show.
It's time for the good news.
With Lunchbox.
Tell me something good.
Man, everyone feels good when they go up to that vending machine, gets that Coke or that candy bar. But in Denver, Colorado, there's new things called giving machines where you can go up and swipe your card and you donate a meal to the homeless.
Oh,
you
wow.
Donate a coat to the homeless, whatever. There's different things you can donate by swiping your card at the giving machine.
Oh, that's cute.
I never even heard of that.
Yeah, I love that.
That is a good idea. And I feel like I've heard it all. Heard something new today. Mm-hmm. What do you know? That's what it's all about right there.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Bobby Bones Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Memphis, Tennessee. A woman went through the McDonald's drive-thru and she wanted some jelly with her biscuit. Well, the girl working the, you know, drive-thru hands her a packet and it is ketchup. Nope. You know, ketchup's red, jelly is purple. Mm-hmm. Handed her the wrong packet. Yeah. Instead of just exchanging it, she pulled out a gun and said, "How stupid are you? I wanted jelly."
Wow. Yeah. But she never messed that up again.
Yeah. So the Learned woman got arrested lesson. For pulling a gun on the worker.
Crazy. Crazy you pull a gun over that. If it's mustard, I get it. But right. Ketchup, that's what you pull the gun
jelly.
Over.
Jelly?
Yeah. No, that's don't do that. All right, thank you, Lunchbox.
I'm Lunchbox. That's your Bonehead Story of the Day.
This is the Bobby Bones Show. The Bobby Bones Show.
I'll play you a version of the Christmas song, Silent Night. Just name the country artist singing the song.
Okay.
Here we go, everybody up. Don't miss it, you guys.
All right, come on.
There are three of these. Number one.
Silent Night. Holy night, all is calm.
You guys good?
Oh, I'm in. That's beautiful.
All is bright.
I'm in.
Right?
Round yonder.
I'm in for the win.
Lunchbox.
George Jones.
Oh. There he goes. And the Lunchbox is out. Amy?
Johnny Cash.
Right. Eddie?
It's Johnny Cash, right. Man.
There we go.
That's what I was thinking of.
All right, here we go. Number two.
Silent night, holy night, all is calm.
I'm in.
I'm in.
Can you name that country star singing Silent Night? Amy.
My boy, George Strait.
Eddie.
It's the king, George Strait.
Good. Number three. Name this version.
Silent.
Amy's backing away from the microphone.
Love it. I'm in.
All is bright around yon virgin mother and child.
What?
Holy infant so tender.
An answer, Amy?
And mild.
Amy, go ahead.
Sleep.
Eric Church.
Wow.
Oh, no.
Did you say Eric Church?
Yeah, who is it?
That's the goat, Garth.
It is?
Yeah, yeah. Play it again. Listen to Garth now.
I hear it now. Yeah, I'm dumb.
Anyone want some fun?
Yeah, come on,
this
Bones.
This is your exhibition. Come next on. One up.
Silent night, holy
there she is, Taylor.
Yeah,
good. Dang, Eddie, you're good. I'll give you one more. All see right, if you can go 5 for 5.
Come
these
on,
are the
come
tiebreakers,
on.
Too.
Silent night.
Got it.
What?
Brad Paisley.
Oh. Wow, the guy's unstoppable.
Yeah. How did you know that right away?
You want another one?
What else you got?
Go ahead.
Got it. Kenny.
Oh, I got it again.
What? That's crazy.
One more. One more.
Come on.
Silent
got it. Blake Shelton.
No, oh, the guy's on fire. Let's
are
do
you
it.
Serious?
Okay, oh, we're going to get a little harder. Name this one.
Okay.
Silent night.
Got it.
Go.
Brett Eldridge.
Oh! One more.
Come on.
Silent night.
Yeah, tough.
Ooh. Holy night. All is calm.
Eddie.
Oh, man.
All is bright.
Any answer?
Amy Grant?
No, Faith Hill. But you did great. Faith there he is, the winner. Killed it. All right. Hey, at 10 o'clock this morning Eastern time, tickets to see Eddie and I in D.C. and Virginia Beach go on sale. The Raging Idiots in D.C. and Virginia Beach, RagingIdiots.com, 10 a.m. Eastern time. We're about to hop into Amy's pile. Now, there's a theme here,
mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah, because it's Fun Fact Friday with a theme of Christmas movies.
Okay. And then like a news story tossed in there too?
Yeah.
What are we doing on Friday? So we're doing Fun Fact Fridays plus the news.
Well, sometimes there's like so many facts, then we just like maybe do one news story.
Okay. All right, let's go now.
Whoa. Here's Amy's pile of stories.
So Christmas movie edition, fun facts. Elf is a popular Christmas movie, obviously. So I've got three little facts about that. Like Jim Carrey was originally discussed to play the role of Elf.
Well, didn't know
Buddy.
That.
So Will Ferrell's doing it, but it could have been Jim Carrey.
You know, most movies
there
had
was.
Somebody in mind.
Mm-hmm.
Rarely is it written for someone and then they actually get it as well or have the time to do it.
So the movie was first discussed back in 1993, and Jim Carrey was who they had in mind to play the lead.
So they wrote it with him in mind,
mm-hmm.
which you often write with someone in mind, yeah. even if you know you can't get them.
Yeah.
And then Will Ferrell took it. Interesting.
Okay, which speaking of...
Would have been a different elf, by the way.
For sure.
Much more lovable with Will Ferrell. Yeah. The Jim Carrey elf would have been cracked out. It had still been funny.
Yeah, it would have been
But it would have been like, there's Santa. All righty then.
Ace Ventura. Yeah.
So the shower scene in Elf with Zooey Deschanel where they sing was not a part of the original thing. They wrote it in quickly after they realized that Zooey was actually a really good singer. And then so it was like a last minute addition. And that shower scene is so cute with them.
Yeah. The director of that movie, I believe... is Monica's boyfriend and friends, the UFC fighter. I mean, he's actually done Iron Man and what's
his
name?
John Favreau.
Yeah. Oh, and it was also in the football movie with Keanu Reeves.
Oh,
The Replacements.
Yeah.
And he was in Rudy.
He was in Rudy. He was either in The Replacements or he was either in other game where Kathy Ireland kicks the field goal.
Oh, Necessary Roughness.
Yeah. One of those two. But anyway. Oh.
So, and then the last one about Elf is the fight between Will Ferrell and the fake Santa. It could only be done once because the department store Christmas decoration took weeks for them to make. So if they trashed it and messed it up, they could not like rebuild it. Just so it was like, you get one take for this and make it happen.
That's interesting. You know, I was watching the movies that made us on Netflix,
mm-hmm.
and they were talking about Die Hard and how they only had one take with like helicopters and stuff, and because they didn't have all the special effects budget. But then after they would try, okay, we have one take, because they had one take to fly the helicopter through in one final scene. But then what they started doing is they built it tiny, and then they would just shoot a tiny version of it.
Oh, nice.
And that's what's in the movie, is a very tiny scale build, because they had to blow up the top of the building.
Wow.
So they built a tiny building with a tiny helicopter and blew it up, and then they just amplified it on the screen.
Oh,
that's a good series.
That's cool.
Yeah.
I do have a Die Hard one because technically some consider it a Christmas movie. So Bruce Willis, he had to walk barefoot on broken glass. So he actually wore fake rubber feet to do it. And if you look really closely, if you look hard enough, you can see that he's wearing fake rubber feet.
But so did he put his feet in the feet or did he just put them on the... I mean, how did that work?
I don't know exactly.
What did he do, Mike?
Mike D. Like a little fake rubber.
Oh, so they it's like feet
blended
covers.
In. Yeah, far away, it's like, oh, those are his feet walking on glass. But
by the way, Mike D's got a movie. I asked Mike all the movie stuff. He's got a movie podcast starting on Monday of next week. Movie Mike's movie podcast.
Cannot wait.
Yeah. All right, what else, Amy?
So Macaulay Culkin, who played Kevin McAllister in Home Alone, he has a scar on his finger from the scene where Harry bit Kevin's finger. Joe Pesci, how do you say his name? So in the movie, he bites the finger and he bit too hard and left a scar on his finger.
I was looking at Twitter yesterday and some guy had retweeted. This guy said he was in the airport when he was a kid and he sees Joe Pesci at the airport. And he goes up, because he knew him from Home Alone. This is probably 20 years ago. And he goes up to Joe Pesci and he goes, I love you in Home Alone. And Joe Pesci goes, oh yeah, you like that movie? And he goes, yeah. And he goes, who's your favorite actor? And the kid goes, you, Joe Pesci. And Joe Pesci pulls out a $100 bill and gives it to him and says, that's right, kid.
What? That's amazing.
Yeah. You see that tweet, Mike? No? Movie Bobby got Movie Mike today.
Yeah, you did.
Does that work with you?
No. I give you like a dollar.
Oh,
I don't want to get in that game.
I love you on American Idol.
Okay,
Buzz, I liked you on Bear Grylls.
Here's the nickel, kid.
Who's your favorite adventure man?
All right. January, by the way.
Yeah. Right.
January 14th, Bear Grylls. What else, Amy?
Okay, we'll close out with two fun facts from the Santa Claus. So Disney had a strict policy against hiring ex-cons, but they made an exception so that Tim Allen could star in the Santa Claus in 1994.
Because Tim Allen was a very famous ex-con.
Yeah.
And had a good reputation for Home Improvement. But I think it was for like cocaine. Running cocaine?
Dealer?
Whoa!
He's like a mule?
I don't think he was muling it.
Trafficking it somehow?
But I think. And then he got out of jail because he snitched.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think Tim Allen was a snitch.
Wow. What a turn in his life.
So Disney's like, okay, you're clear now. We need you as Santa Claus.
Yeah, because he was so famous. And the Santa Claus, really one of the best Christmas movies. Here, I have it here. He was arrested for possession of over 650 grams of cocaine, which means he wasn't just doing that for himself. And he pleaded guilty to felony drug charges and then provided the names of other dealers
in
exchange for a sentence of 3 to 7 years And he spent time in jail.
He's a snitch.
He's a snitch.
Wow. Which, okay, so in Santa Claus 2, Tim stayed in character around all the child actors, like totally would stay in character because some of them believed that Tim, like he really was Santa.
Yeah, you don't want to spoil it for the real Santa.
Right.
Right.
So, all right, there you go. You have one news story for me.
The news story also happens to be about Santa, though. And I guess there's some websites offering a video call with Santa now for like $30 for families who want to skip the lines at the mall.
$30?
So, yeah. Yeah. It's called Welcome to Santa. That's one of the websites, or Welcome Santa, and then Talk to Santa. And parents with special needs children, they're actually really liking it because the in-person Santa experience can be really overwhelming. So if they get to just pull them up on FaceTime or whatever and talk to them.
$30 then, seems like a lot, though.
Yeah, it is. That's why I was curious.
How much did that sled cost a run, Santa? Holy cow.
It's got to
go fast, dude.
And then you don't get your picture unless you just like...
FaceTime screenshot. Yeah. That's what I do with that. Amy and I were FaceTiming the other night, and she was really close to the phone.
Yeah.
She was FaceTiming so close to the phone.
Is that awkward? I feel like I guess I just do that.
And so I screenshot it and put it up on my Instagram. But yeah, you're a really close FaceTimer.
Yeah, sorry.
All right.
I'm Amy. That's my pile.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
It's time for the good news.
With Bobby.
Tell me something good.
A couple from California that matched on eHarmony also turned out to be a 1 in 100,000 match for kidney donation that the guy ended up needing to save his life.
Wow.
It was a match made in heaven, they say in this news story, but Lisa and Dan didn't know just how compatible they really were. What if they're cousins too? That's not it.
I don't think that matters.
Lisa and Dan met and fell in love after meeting online. He's in his 30s, in a kidney condition. He needed a transplant, and come to find out, the girl he met and fell in love with also matched. And so he got her kidney.
That's crazy.
Who was it? George Lopez?
Yes.
Gave it, like, his wife gave him a kidney, then they broke up?
Yeah, they got a divorce.
I don't know why that happened, but it just seems all the news stories are blaming it on George Lopez.
Yeah.
Like, he got a kidney and ran.
Mm-hmm.
Don't know that that's the case, but... Yeah, that's not a good story. But this one's a good story here.
Selena Gomez got her friend's kidney, and then her friend got mad at her for drinking.
That's true.
Yeah. Like, she's like,
my kidney, like, I just gave you a kidney. Why are you running it? That's right. I forgot about that.
Or something like that.
The Summers in the story are now advocating for kidney donation. They're firm believers that sacrifice can go a long way. They have a son, Jasper, too. So that's what it's all about right there.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine, Mr. Bobby Bones. Let's
go. Transmitting.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Hey, don't forget, at 10 Eastern, tickets to see Eddie and I in Washington, D.C. and Virginia Beach go on sale. We're doing our final two shows of our tour in January. So, RagingIdiots.com coming up at 10 Eastern. Okay, over to Amy now.
The Morning Corny.
Why is Santa so good at karate?
Why is Santa so good at karate?
Because he has a black belt. Duh.
Oh, a black belt.
Okay, yeah.
That was The Morning Corny.
Coming up in the next 5 minutes, why Lunchbox is irritated with his baby. Is that fair to say?
Yes.
Baby's letting you down.
Disappointing.
Okay, we'll come back and do that.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Lunchbox, how old your baby?
17 months.
And how's that going?
I mean, he's great. He's a great kid, but he's letting me down as a parent because I feel like he's falling way behind.
Way behind what?
So my sister has twins that are 3 months younger than him, and she sends me a video the other day of them walking.
Oh.
And your son's not near walking?
No, like he'll stand up using the couch, but he doesn't walk. Like, she shows me video of the twins walking across the living room, holding on to nothing, just going for a stroll. And I am sitting here going, these kids are 3 months younger than you, and they are outshining you. What is your problem?
Do you say that to him?
Yes, I tell him. I'm like, dude, wow. I want you to be the best of the best. I want you to win at everything, and your cousins are 3 months behind you, and they're already passing you by.
Does your sister send you these videos just to troll you a little bit?
I think so.
Is she a better athlete than you?
No. She was really good at softball. Like, she played first base. She could dig anything out of the dirt. She made those infielders look real good. But I just cannot believe that 3 months They're 3 months younger, and they're already walking. Like, what am I doing wrong? And then Eddie's foster child, I don't know, is six months younger and is catching a ball. My kid doesn't catch a ball. I throw it at him. It hits him in the face. But why is he not walking? What am I doing wrong?
Eddie, you want to help him? Because I don't have any kids.
Yeah, it's easy. Kids develop at different times. Like, you can't compare your kid to every other kid in this world. He'll develop, and he'll be walking soon. And
didn't
then
you crawl till you were, like, three?
Well, I don't know about three. That's a little extreme. But what I'm saying is, from now on, the cousins are going to be like, yeah, dude, we were walking before you. It's like, come on,
oh, you
man.
Think they're going to hold that against him his whole life?
Oh, sure.
Like when they're like 21, getting hammered, like,
oh. Oh, yeah, remember we were walking before you were? All right, embarrassing. Like, he has to live with his shame. And I try to encourage him. I'm like, let's go. And he just has no interest.
When do you, because you've been vocal about it, but then you're not doing that. When do you stop saying how many months when they're like over a year? Because you just said 17 months, and you've at times made fun of people for going, just say your baby's a year old or a year and a half.
Good call.
Now that I'm a parent, I realize what a difference 1 month makes. So from 16 months to 17 months, they are totally different. But probably, I should probably just say he's a year and a half.
Yeah.
That's probably better.
You spent years
I know
screaming about people that would do that.
It is pretty embarrassing that I actually say that, and I catch myself, and I try not to say it, but I'm trying to be accurate. He's a year and a half.
Eddie, give him one piece of advice.
Yeah, you should probably stop doing the I want you to win at everything kind of thing and encourage him, because you're really not encouraging him. You're just probably going to make him feel bad as he grows up. Because he's not going to win
advice.
At everything.
That's great advice.
He's not going to win
advice.
At everything, Lunch.
That's great advice.
Thank you.
We'll end on that. This is the Bobby Bones. Amy, what I'll do is I'll give you an event. Tell me if it happened in this decade.
Okay.
So it either happened in the decade of the 2010s or not.
Right.
Which, by the way, I was thinking about this. Let's just walk back. The 60s. What was the 60s in your mind? Like, what defined the 60s? Obviously, we weren't alive.
No.
But, like, the 60s.
So, like, 70s is more bell bottoms. The 60s, I think of, like, JFK, Marilyn Monroe.
I think the 60s was, like, the... What do you think the 60s was?
Vietnam.
Oh, protests.
Yeah.
I don't know, maybe 70s though?
Yeah, I feel like a lot of that's 70s.
It does blend a bit. 70s was like the hippie stage. The 80s was like, let's just be greedy and get rich stage. The 90s was grunge.
Mm-hmm.
The 2000s were tech. What in the heck were 2010s?
I don't know. Do we not know it till way later?
I was thinking about that too. Like, do we need to step out? But we do. It is kind of way later.
What about like streaming TV shows?
The streaming era?
Yeah.
Not bad.
We did that a lot.
Not bad. Yeah. I mean, even our show. Like, we're streamed just about as much as we're listened to live now. Like, we have millions of people that listen on the stream that will come in, you know, after the show's over.
Yeah.
Almost as many as that listen live. But yeah, maybe it's the streaming era. Mm-hmm. I'll take any suggestions, by the way.
Yeah.
If you want to call us, like, what in the heck were the 2010s? Maybe the era of hatred.
Ooh.
Within.
Oh.
There was a lot of that.
Maybe not hatred, divisiveness.
Yeah.
Oh, well, that's not a fun decade to be known
for.
Yeah,
it's not a fun decade, but I'm saying this is like the era when, like, we in America started to not like each other based on where we fell within our own America, which stinks, by the way.
It's crazy.
Gosh, right now I'm watching The Crown and it's taking place in the 60s, but that's the UK. So that's not, it's not us. But we did land on the moon, 1969.
Mm-hmm. What? Yeah, thank you. Okay, did it happen this decade or not? Are you ready?
Yes.
Instagram launched. Did it happen in this decade or not?
Oh, shoot. I joined in this decade. I don't know if it was out sooner, but I'm going to say this decade.
Instagram launched in this decade.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
October of 2010. The first Instagram post was a photo of South Beach Harbor at Pier 38, posted by Mike Krieger, one of the creators. The planking craze. Remember planking?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Did it happen this decade?
Yes. It was. Ooh, no. I feel like we planked and we owled. Oh, that was 2000. That wasn't this decade.
It was in this decade.
Oh, shoot.
The planking craze started in May of 2011.
Oh, I thought it was 9. Okay.
It was a fad that involved laying face down in bizarre locations.
Mm-hmm.
Susan Boyle rose to fame after appearing as a contestant on Britain's Got Talent. Here's a clip of Susan Boyle.
I dreamed a dream in time gone by.
Not this decade.
2008. Not Ooh. This decade. I think she was again on the greatest hits version of the show last year. I think they brought her back to compete in All Stars. The first iPad came out. This decade or not this decade?
Oh my goodness. Golly, not this decade?
The first iPad came out in this decade, April 2010.
What? Oh my gosh.
Prince William and Catherine Middleton's wedding. In this decade or not?
This decade.
Yeah, good. Correct. Let's see. Jay Leno leaves?
Oh. Then what happened when he left?
Then Conan took it. Then Jay took it back.
Man. Okay. This decade?
No.
Okay. I thought 2010 probably.
I'll give you a couple more here. Rebecca Black's Friday was released. Here's this song.
It's Friday. You gotta get down on Friday.
This decade or not, Amy?
Not.
Yeah. March 2011, in this decade.
Oh, it was?
It's tough, because they're all kind of on the border.
Right.
Michael Jackson died. In this decade or not?
Oh, I think he died in 2010.
He died in 2009.
Of course he did.
There you go.
Well.
Let me go and take a call from Rachel in Tennessee. Rachel, what do you think the 2010s are?
I would say the 2000s are iPhone era. I remember I was in college and I got my first iPhone. So I think that's kind of when it all started, the craze of smartphones.
Mm. You know, with Instagram launching in 2010, that does kind of set us up for the decade of social media.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Maybe it's the two S's, social media and streaming.
Mm.
Yeah.
Not bad.
That streaming was a good point, Eddie.
Thanks, man.
Yeah, I think maybe the 2010s are social media and streaming. Like, and also sucky people fighting. All S's. It's got to be all. It's an alliteration. Social media. It's hard to say. Social media, streaming, and sucky people fighting each other all the time. Rachel, what were you going to say? I'm sorry. Did I cut you off?
Oh, I was just going to say, I just remember distinctly getting in trouble for having MySpace around that time. So I would definitely say social media.
MySpace. Right. I had it. I was definitely into it. But if you're 25, you don't remember MySpace, really.
Yeah.
Like Morgan number two barely had it, right?
Yeah, I had it for maybe a year or two.
And you're 26?
Mm-hmm.
Let's go over to Eric in Virginia. Eric, you're on the Bobby Bone Show. What's happening with you?
Yeah, I would say the decade of entitlement. I feel like everybody I come in contact with feels like they should have what they want when they want it, and you should bend over backwards to give it to them.
You know, I hear this a lot. I guess I don't run into a lot of people that expect a lot of free things. And maybe it's because of the vibe I give off. I'm not sure. What do you think about this?
I have a friend right now that is our age that owns a business. Mm-hmm. And the struggle is real with millennial employees, she says. I don't know if that's...
No, that's what he's saying.
Okay.
You can definitely back him up here.
She says it's so hard to find someone. They feel like they are entitled to this pay and these hours and this time, and it's hard to keep people.
Maybe, if I can just throw something out there, maybe it's because information is shared a little more freely, and since they know what others are getting and what they should get, they demand it more so than just taking what they blindly should be told. Maybe entitlement's an unfair word. Maybe it's knowledge, and people going, you know what, I'm not going to do it if I don't get this.
Well, with it, she sees a lack of work ethic, but I don't know if that's also.
Well, I can tell you we got three super millennials here with Morgan number two, Mike D, and Hillary, and they couldn't work harder.
I know. I'm not saying it's on us.
Yeah. I don't disagree with Eric either. I guess because I only hire really hard workers.
That's true.
Let's go to one more. Rachel in Texas. Rachel, you're on the show. What do you think the 2010s, that era is?
I think it was the era of sensitivity. Everybody was offended about everything.
Oh. Again, I think
it's
so.
Another S.
But you know where this comes in is maybe people have always been offended. They just weren't able to vocalize it or to
social
voice
media,
it.
Social
media. Yeah.
Right, because maybe people are always like, oh, but when you only yell that in your house, nobody can hear you.
Exactly.
How do you know who's sensitive? On Facebook, everybody's butthurt all the time because everybody has a Facebook account.
Boom.
An Instagram account. So I think you're right. I think a lot of this is just being connected, and we have information that's out there.
Mm-hmm.
But I like that. Streaming, social media, and sensitivity.
Yep.
There you go.
All goes hand in hand.
That's our decade. We're calling it right now.
Proud of it.
No, we're not.
No.
But we're calling it anyway.
This new decade we're approaching, let's make it different.
Coming up in a half hour, tickets to see Eddie and I at Raging Idiots in D.C. and Virginia Beach at RagingIdiots.com. We're doing two more comedy shows. So D.C. and Virginia Beach coming up at top of next hour. So like 30 minutes from now.
Woo.
So Eastern time zone. Okay, cool. Let's do Dierks Bentley Living. And you guys want to hop on a phone, you can. 877-77-BOBBY. Love to hear from you. Love to talk to you. 877-77-BOBBY.
The Bobby Bones.
Bobby Bones Show.
I guess they're delivering packages way earlier because Christmas. Because I just got a doorbell alarm on my phone. I was like, who's in my house? And it's early in the morning. And then I checked it. Because a lot of these doorbell cameras now, as soon as there's motion, it just starts recording.
Mm.
It was somebody dropping off a package this early in the morning.
That's early.
Oh, yeah.
It is early. You know what I've seen people doing is they put little baskets out for the delivery people because they are working such longer days.
Yeah.
And those baskets have water and Gatorade and chips and stuff. It's a very nice thing to do.
Snacks.
Yeah. Here's that email. Let's open up the mailbag here on the Bobby Bones Show. Let's open up that mailbag.
Bobby's mailbag.
I was delaying for Raymundo. I think we had an issue on our board. Here we go, mailbag. Hey, Bobby Bones, I have an 11-month-old son. Oh, 11-month-old son. I want to buy him a doll for Christmas. I think it would be a good fit for him and would help him identify the parts of the body, such as eyes, ears, nose, etc. Also, would encourage him to practice nurturing for later in life when, if he has a kid on his own. My husband doesn't want him to have a doll because he's a boy. Boys don't have dolls. What do you think? Your favorite longtime listener. I thought it was an 11-year-old. It's 11-month-old. It does change my thought on this a little bit, though. 11-month-old. Amy, you go first this time.
Okay, well, I have a 9-year-old son, and last year he got an American Girl doll. Boy.
And your husband did not like that.
It's from the American Girl doll line, but it's a boy doll, and it's cute. My son's Haitian, and the doll's black, which is, like, really special, and he loves dressing it, and he came with headphones and a backpack, and, oh, yes, no, my husband hates it. He hates the doll. And Stevenson likes to travel with the doll sometimes, so wants to take it on an airplane, and my husband's like, absolutely not. Not in public. Not happening. Like, he does not like it. But Stevenson was allowed to have the doll.
But what's the difference, though? Because as a kid, I would collect wrestlers.
Mm-hmm.
Doll.
I had all the wrestlers.
Oh, that would be fine.
And they were, like, in underwear and with muscles rippling.
That's right.
Why was that okay to people?
Listen,
like, I could have some dude with all his abs and, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I know. It's just hard to break where, like, this is a stereotype for sure. And my husband will admit it. And he said, it's just hard for me. It's hard for me. I can try. And he tries. He allows the doll. He hasn't, like, burnt it or thrown it out or given it away. But it was a big deal when we got the doll. And
well,
then...
What do you recommend to her? 11-month-old son wants a doll. She wants to get him a doll for Christmas.
Yeah. Get him a doll. Get him a doll.
Now, if he were 4 or 5 and wanted a doll, I'd say get the kid the doll if he wants the doll.
Right.
Right? I would say if the kid wants... I don't care. You want a doll? As long as it makes you happy, fine. I would say at 11 months old when he doesn't know what he wants, why even get into that battle with a husband or wife?
Oh, wow.
It doesn't matter. The kid doesn't want that. If the kid wanted...
She said it could, like, teach it how to take
care... Eddie, 11 month old, is he going to teach about the anatomy?
No, and you're right. She wants
the doll.
The kid the doll.
Yes. That's where I fall on this a bit different. I think if a boy or a girl wants a doll, get him a doll. He's 11 months old.
Well, she should address it now just so they get the fighting out of the way while the 11-month-old doesn't know what's going on.
That's a funny thing.
So, I mean, I said get the doll.
My advice would be, let's see how much it bothers your husband. If it really bothers him, you could probably punt this a little bit and give him a victory and you take another victory somewhere else.
Mm-hmm.
I'm big on negotiation all the time. I don't think you have to get the kid the doll now if the kid doesn't want the doll. If it's about you, because it seems like it's about her, right?
Yeah. For sure.
Amy.
I mean, she wants her
to get... The baby's 11 months old.
But okay, you're right. I get 11 months old. Doesn't really matter. She could get a dog, and it could still learn eyes, ears, nose.
That's true.
So do that maybe, but I'm fine with the doll.
You say get the baby the doll.
Get the doll.
I say no need to get the doll right now. If the baby wants a doll, then get the baby the doll. But right now, 11-month-old doesn't know what he wants.
Mm-hmm.
So...
But down the line, you do agree that we have to address this issue?
I want a Barbie I don't really.
You do right
no,
now?
No, no, no. I don't. I'm saying if that's not a thing to me, I love it. Whatever makes a kid happy. The kid doesn't even know what the kid wants right now.
Oh, I don't even know what my
You're going to get in a fight over getting the kid something the kid doesn't even know what the kid wants. Just have peace for the
holidays. She probably just finds it annoying that her husband's not okay with her getting her son a doll.
Well, send the husband to therapy. There, we can do that. That's both of our advice.
Yeah.
Amy says get the doll and have the fight. I say don't get the doll right now. Don't have the fight.
I don't know that we helped her just now.
We don't have to. Eddie, final vote. You can be the third vote here.
Yeah, don't get the doll.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
Don't get the doll.
Okay.
Because?
Well.
Okay, so you say it differently. I'm not on your side.
Eddie just, doesn't want, kids to have a doll.
No, and mine is more like, you know, he doesn't want it now. If he wants it later, that's another discussion, sure.
Which what I if your 11-year-old son right now wanted a doll?
Okay. What about, listen, this is not a boy. This is not an issue about a boy wanting a girl toy. This is about a baby not knowing what he wants and keeping two parents from fighting. If a boy wants a My Buddy doll or wants a Barbie, good. Give it to him. This is not about that, guys. Don't put me in that corner.
Well, no, Eddie's in that corner, and he's who's teaming up with you.
By the way, I was watching the Movies That Made Us on Netflix, and I watched Dirty Dancing.
Me too.
Oh, you saw Dirty Dancing?
Yeah, okay. It was so good.
Speaking of corners, I said, don't put me in that corner. Did you know Baby wasn't really in a corner when they said nobody puts Baby in a corner?
Yeah.
She was at a pillar. It wasn't even really a corner of the room.
And Patrick Swayze, when he had, they told him that was his line, he said, this is the dumbest line. I don't even want to say it. And he was fighting them on it. And now he said years later, he came back and said, well, probably one of the most famous lines from a movie. Yeah. So thank you for that.
And Patrick Swayze didn't want to dance in the movie. Mm. He had tons of dance experience. He was a trained dancer, but he had hurt his knee so bad when he was younger, he put on his resumes no dance experience. So they would never put him for anything with dance experience. But his mom was a dance instructor, had a dance in
Texas.
Like
one of the best in Texas.
And they were like, come on, dude. And so he did it.
Have you ever seen the movie?
No, but I watched the Movies That Made Us.
Bobby, you have to watch the movie now. That's homework.
Yeah, dude, you have to watch
I'm
it.
I'm not watching
it's,
it.
It's too many so things good, to
watch.
Bones.
I got the Crown. I have the Crown to watch. I'm in that.
That's good, too.
I have Marvelous Miss Maisel.
No. You need to watch Dirty Dancing before that.
Jessica, you're on the air. In Texas... Let me grab this call from Jessica. Hi, Jessica.
Hi.
Hey, what's happening?
Good morning, studio.
Morning.
I was just giving a call because I own, I'm a speech pathologist and I have a private practice here in Houston. And we work with kids from 6-month-olds to all the way up to teenagers. And we use baby dolls in our practice all the time. It helps build social skills. It helps build empathy and compassion, not only identifying body parts, but it teaches kids in a non-confrontational way how to take care of another human. So it teaches really that human aspect, not to mention the language it builds. So I think it's a great idea, referring to the mailbag question.
Well, let me ask you this. If the parents were going to fight over it and it's 11-month-old, is it worth it?
So my fiance and I, whenever we have a fight, we both do our own research on it and then bring it to each other.
I love that fighting method. Wow. Let me stop you for a second because I'm so turned on right now. I'm so turned on by this fighting method. Okay, we're going to go to our corners, get our encyclopedias and come back and present
a report.
This is amazing. Go ahead.
Well, we're both educated, so we know that just screaming at each other is not going to fix anything. So if we have a difference of opinion on anything, we'll just say, okay, well, show me some research that backs that, or what do you think, or take the day to think about that and get back to me. So that's something I would recommend for the parents to do, is do your own research and see. I know men oftentimes have difficulties with dolls and saying, oh, that's for a girl, but my main recommendation, like I said, is do some research. ASHA, which is A-S-H-A, is the American Speech and Hearing Association. They will have lots of information about language development and how dolls can play a part in that as well.
Well, thank you very much for your call and your time and the new technique I'm going to use in my next relationship.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah? Research it.
Man, you don't even get confrontational like that.
I don't. Never. I know. I don't get. But it'd be fun, though.
Yeah.
I'd be more like... Yeah, research it. I'll come back in 3 hours.
No, you'll probably text
it to them. Oh, yeah. Got me. That's a good one.
I knew you before.
Dang it. Got me. Yeah. Okay, hey, thank you for the call, Jessica. Have a good day.
Yes, you too. Thanks.
Bye bye. Someone said you can take your stuffed animal and teach him body parts.
Perfect.
That's anyway, why I said a dog. A bear. Whatever.
All I'm saying is I don't think it's worth the fight as the parents right now. Have this fight when he's 2 or 3. That's all.
Yeah. No, when you have fights. Fight. No, when you have fights when your kids know that you're fighting, then your son comes downstairs and says, "Mom, why are you and Dad yelling at each other?"
Oh. Is that what happens with you? Amy's like, "So I've heard your Haitian son comes downstairs." It's funny. Okay, cool. Thank you very much.
Coming up. Tell me something good.
A real estate firm gave its 198 employees a huge surprise. Like, this will be a life-changing story, life-changing thing to happen to anyone. And how they surprised them is pretty cool. Amy has that story next in Tell Me Something Good.
Tell Me Something Good.
Next on The Bobby Bones Show.
The Bobby Bones Show. Uh-huh.
I want to talk about a couple things here that I think could help our listeners just as a reminder. First is the flu season happening right now. They are saying right now that it's the most active early flu season in 15 years. You know, they put those maps up and they show you where people reported being sick by the flu?
Yeah.
That it's just hit hard right now. And here's what I'm going to say. Not even about the flu shot, because some people, the nutties, just don't believe in it. I also don't believe that it works every time, but I believe in the idea of it. And they're guessing. We've talked to doctors. Like, they're guessing what the next big flu strain is going to be. So they make it in a shot, and it's like predicting
the weather
or the stock. Yeah, great. Yeah. Like, you do your best.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, but I am a flu shot person. Like I said, I get one every Tuesday.
He's joking.
You serious?
Yes. That's the thing. People don't know. I'm a flu shot person. But okay, so let's say you don't get the flu shot. Either you don't believe in it, or you just don't. You don't want to go get it. Okay, wash your hands all the time. Like, really? And I'm a big, like, I have an app that it's called Streaks that I wrote about in my last book that reminds me to do a certain amount of things once a week, once a day. I try, and every time you hit it, you get a point. And it's like, how long can you keep the streak going? Wash your hands three times a day. Put in, like, the Streaks app. Like, you got to get three hand washes in. Just do something little, because it takes no time. It's just you actually remembering to do it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't touch door handles or doorknobs. I put the sleeves over them all the time. Airplanes are the worst for me. Whoa. But this is a friendly recommendation here from your friend Bobby that wash your hands. I think it's the most basic elementary thing you can do. Hot water, wash your hands.
And then don't touch your face.
If you don't wash your hands, don't touch your face. Mm-hmm. Or touch anything else. Just sit in a room with your hands on your hands. So yeah, the flu season is really bad. And then I also want to talk about this four gift rule so we could save our listeners a bunch of money for the holidays. Are you familiar with the four gift rule?
I'm not.
Well, so it's mostly not to buy a bunch of unneeded things for people, especially if you're a parent. The four gift rule is where you tell your kids, Amy, okay, we're going to get four presents. And you get to pick them, but it's like one thing you want, one thing you need, one thing you wear, one thing you read.
Okay, that I'm familiar with. I didn't realize it was called the four gift rule, but yes. Mm-hmm.
If you've got kids and you want to save time and money, it's the four gift. They still feel like they're getting four gifts and they get to like be a part of the process. One thing you want. Ooh. One thing you need. Ah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll make noises for all of them. One thing you wear. One thing you'll read. What's the communication with your kids now about Christmas?
Like what they want?
Well, just what's going to happen.
Well, I mean, we're waking up Christmas morning. We're going to open up presents.
But do they get to ask for anything? Like, what are the rules?
Yeah, they've circled. Like, we have a Target catalog, and they've circled things that they want. And Sashira just decided, too, she wants a mini fridge in her room.
Interesting.
That's not happening.
She wants a keg?
She said.
A kegerator?
She told me she doesn't want to have to leave her room if she wants drinks or snacks. And I was like, oh, well, look at you, princess. Not happening.
But why?
Why would I get her a mini fridge for her room?
Because she wants it. It's not the expense thing, but she's 12. She's almost a teenager. You know, teenagers like to have like their own little den.
Oh, am I not being cool?
I don't think it's a cool thing.
Because I have extra mini fridge that is like in our like on our patio.
I don't think it would actually keep her in her room much more, but I think it would give her a sense of you're giving her the freedom if she wants to stay in her room.
Oh, okay. I don't know.
She's just going to never come out of a room. She has to go to the bathroom.
You're like the cool dad that's not really a dad, you know?
I'm not that cool.
Well, you always have the cool advice. I was like, shoot, am I lame?
You're loving, not lame.
It's time for the good news.
With Amy.
Tell me something good.
Oh my goodness, there's this company in Utah and they surprised their 198 employees by giving them a $10 million bonus to split. So the average person got about 50 $1,000. Wow. They were all given these.
What company is this?
It's a real estate company. And I guess that's when they looked at what they were getting as a bonus as a company, like everything they brought in. Whoever's the head of that company was like, you know what? We literally could not do this without our employees. So we want to bless them. And depending on how long they had worked for the company was how much they got.
And some of them got $50,000?
That was the average. So holy some got more moly. Than that. Some got less. But they had these red envelopes during the party and they were all opening them up and like freaking out because they had no idea it was coming. And I got a clip from the footage of the party.
You are all participating in a bonus based on the number of years of $10 million.
By now, they still don't get it.
You can open your red envelope.
And they open it, and then that's when they started to get it. Because when someone goes $10 million, you're like, what is this?
Yeah, like, divided by what? Like,
and like we all get a free $100, which would have been great.
It's so great.
Yeah.
Could you imagine you're not expecting that, and then at Christmas time, boom, you get about a $50,000 bonus check.
What's that company called?
It is the St. John Properties Real Estate Company in Maryland.
Do I do endorsements for them? Because if so,
I didn't get my red envelope.
No. All right, there you go. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
The Bobby Bones Show.
These cops are hunting for a psychic who has disappeared after scamming clients. So what happens is the psychic comes and goes, all right, I'm going to help you. Give me some money. And then they give them the money, and then the psychic leaves, and then they don't get anything from it. Mm. That's why I don't trust psychics.
Mm-hmm. That's why.
The cops hunt for the psychic, 29, who promised to take their cash and then bless it and then double the amount. Wow, some of them, as much as $100,000.
Whoa.
I just feel bad for these people because they don't know any better.
Yeah, they don't.
I don't even think it's dumb people, like, or risky people. I think it's people who just don't know. You can't be mad at people who don't know.
Mm-hmm.
It made me think about Amy's cousin, who's a psychic, who came on the show and made which, by the way, I gave her so much money that I didn't tell you about.
No, you didn't.
But she did make a couple predictions. Do we have predictions from her?
Yeah, it's you asking her, you're going to get a girlfriend.
Okay, here we go. This is me. By the way, we did this way early in the year. And I thought, for sure, I'm going to get a girlfriend. I mean, I got a whole year in front of me. This is like March of 2019. And so I ask Amy's cousin, who's a psychic, finger quotes.
Right. Yeah, sure.
I do finger quotes.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I don't want to. I feel bad because I care about her and I don't want to doubt her talent. But I mean, I'm not into it. But I love her.
Right. So here we go. Here's her prediction.
Am I ever going to get a girlfriend? How about this year? Am I going to get a girlfriend this year?
No.
What?
Wow.
Okay. Fair enough.
No, you're not, because this year is more about you, and it's about you and this very holistic, like, this greater you. And so you're recalibrating some things. So it's like a girlfriend kind of comes into next year and closer to maybe 2021.
What is happening right
maybe
now?
Maybe next year. More so next year, though.
Well,
wow.
I got to say.
And you are, like, in therapy, and it has been a great year for you. You wise.
Bold prediction by her, and you know what? True.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Interesting.
There ain't no way I'm getting a girlfriend before January 1st.
I didn't remember what she said. I thought maybe she said, yes, you're going to have a girlfriend.
Here's a question. If I'm going to have my first drink of alcohol this year.
Will I ever have a drink of alcohol?
Probably not. You're too much of a control freak.
Interesting.
Okay. So no.
I nailed that one.
No. Okay. But she's right on with those.
It's crazy.
I know. I mean, what's it like having a psychic in the family?
I don't know. It's been interesting because she has told me that she's talked to my mom. I guess that's like a psychic medium or something. Because if you communicate with...
Because your mom isn't here anymore.
Yes.
And you want to talk to your mom.
And she has said that she's talked to my mom a couple of times since my mom passed away. And maybe even more because I don't always talk to her. And then my aunt, who's her mom, she believes her daughter and everything and says it's real special and I need to call and talk to her more about it because she can talk to my mom for me if I want her to.
So it's a weird thing because I'm thinking, my mom's not here either. Mm-hmm. I'm thinking about if someone said, hey, I can talk to your mom, I wouldn't believe it, but I would go, but what if they can?
I know. She told me something about like a smell that my mom wanted me to know, like some lotion my mom used to always put on. And I my sister and I have been racking our brain. And I'm like, that's just not registering with us. But then the other day, I was actually getting something out of my drawer, and I thought about the conversation she said she had with my mom because I was pulling out lotion and putting it on my leg, and I had a vision of my mom doing the same exact thing. And so maybe it was that. I don't know, but she has different things that she says my mom, like, and smells, and she's very in tune with whatever's happening with my mom on the other side.
Right. And you want to go, that's crazy, but then you want to go, but what if?
Wow.
Mm-hmm. I know. And it's also your fan. I know.
Tough. Well, yeah, she's like, hear about
she
her.
She nailed my predictions
yeah,
this
so
year.
Far.
So far. Mm-hmm. Yeah, maybe we get her back on early next year. Did any of our listeners call her for psychic advice after
that? I don't know.
That?
I'll have to ask her. Because, yes, she does phone reach. That's what she does. She just does it over the phone.
She's not the one in the story that got $100,000, said she'd bless it, and then ran away.
No. Like, she has written a book. It's on Amazon. I'm like, wow. I mean, she's definitely into it. I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we'll have after Christmas.
Okay.
We'll come back and we'll get her on after the whole creep. Because we're here next week and then we're done.
Yeah.
Until we come back. Yeah. Which is after the new year. So after we come back, we'll get her on for a 2020 review.
Yes. Okay.
Psychic review. Speaking of Christmas, if you haven't heard this and you're still looking for a Christmas music to put in your Christmas playlist, let me recommend the new Christmas song from Bobby Bones and the Raging Idiots. You can download it on iTunes. You can stream it. This is called Elf on the Shelf. It's a little ditty for all you parents out there. Here you go. The Raging Idiots, Elf on the Shelf, Bobby Bones Show.
Every morning in December, me and my family, we get an unexpected visit from a little man in red and green. And when it comes to making messes, he don't need no help. I wish the elf on the shelf would elf himself. You might find him on the kitchen floor covered in flour, hiding in the dog food bowl, playing a game of sorry, making out with Barbie, or rolling out a toilet paper roll. Oh, I know the children love him, but speaking for myself, I wish the elf on the shelf would elf himself. You might find him in a bubble bath scrubbing with a loofah, swinging on a ceiling fan, building snowmen in the freezer, listening to Weezer, or maybe someday in the garbage can. And he'll go back to the North Pole before my mental health. I wish the elf on the shelf would elf himself. I wish the elf on the shelf would go elf himself. Merry Christmas, everybody! Ho, ho, ho!
There you go. A little Christmas ditty for you from the Raging Idiots. By the way, we're on sale now in D.C. and Virginia Beach if you guys want to get tickets for January. RagingIdiots.com. Appreciate that. I got a couple segments that we can get into here, Amy. You tell me which one you'd like to do.
Sure.
A guy quits his job by performing a song for his manager in Starbucks. Like, he's like, all right, I'm here with a song
and
I'm quitting.
I'm out. Awesome. It's like, I netted a mood setter.
Yeah.
Okay.
Or we can get a concert review from Morgan Number 2, who went to Luke Combs last night, and where she puts in her top concerts of all time.
Oh, wow. Oh, I saw on Instagram some amazing things went down. So I guess, can we do both?
You pick.
No!
You want to do the Starbucks song,
don't
you?
I do, but I don't want to, like, not get a review of Luke Combs.
Okay, we'll see if we can fit that in, though, too. We'll do this guy goes into Starbucks and quits with a song.
It's awesome.
And someone got it on their phone. Mm-hmm. I'll play you that coming up next.
Want to join in on a topic?
Yeah.
Call the show at 1-877-77-BOBBY.
Come on, y'all.
The Bobby Bones Show.
It's the Bobby Bones Show.
I'm going to play this clip. This guy goes into Starbucks and he quits his job, but he walks in with a guitar and says, all right, everybody, I have a song for you. And so here you go. Mm-hmm. Tell me what you think about it.
Hello, everybody. Can I get your attention super quick for 1 second? I've been working here for a few years, and it's been so nice to work here. My lovely coworkers, see all your lovely faces every single day. And I have a song for my manager, but I also hope you enjoy it. Dear manager, I've been working here for so long. I've got something that I want to tell you, so I thought I would sing it in a song. This I quit.
work, but I'm not gonna show up to them anyway.
There he goes.
Wow. Wow.
That's gutsy. Oh,
yeah.
Yeah, that's not my style.
No.
I laugh, but it's just not my style. It makes you feel a little bit uncomfortable. And it's also like, hey, just go and quit. And what are you going to get from that?
Mm-hmm.
Like, what's the long-term play here? That you get a short-term high from telling a boss that you don't agree with how he stinks?
Yeah.
What about what's going on in his life?
I know.
Or her life?
I feel bad for whoever the manager is. But maybe if they if they do treat their employees a certain way, it'll make them rethink.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But again, why would you... I get it.
I wouldn't do it.
In a quick way, it feels good. Like, I'll show them. I'm also just not a big revenge guy in general either.
Mm-hmm.
Let me just move on with my life and focus on me and try to make me a better person rather than sticking it to somebody. I've also in my life, like as a general rule, because for a lot of my life, I've been like, I'm going to show people who told me I could never make it. Sure, I come from not the best family. Sure, I come from an area where people don't give us a lot of credit. Small rural town in a very southern state. And I was almost like, I'll show people. But now it's like, you know what I'm going to show? I'm going to show the people that believed in me that I can do it more so than the people that didn't, that I can't. Like, I have transitioned in that way so much in the past probably 2 to 3 years. I had a major chip on my shoulder for much of my life because I was always told you can't do it. You have an accent. You can't be a broadcaster. You're from Arkansas. You know, you didn't go to a fancy school. You'll never make it on a big level. But now it's like instead of showing them over and over the middle finger, I want to show the people that did believe in me, the few, that they were right. And then I want to believe in people. And I know that's this is a much bigger part of that small picture. And I did laugh, by the way.
Yeah.
Pretty funny.
It's funny.
Just not my style. And I would encourage you not to make that your style. Pretty funny. And now listen, if the boss was in on it, like, let's make a viral video. Okay, I don't think he was, though.
No, it doesn't sound like
I don't think so. Don't think he or she, I don't know.
If you were the boss, would you let him finish the song? You just sit there? Like, how do you react to that?
I wouldn't, because there are people in the restaurants having to hear the F word.
Yeah.
Because there are people in that Starbucks sitting trying to have coffee.
Oh, yeah.
And,
I didn't even think about all that. Did he make sure there wasn't kids there?
I think he just walked in and played a song.
Oh.
Yikes.
Again, I'm not going to say I didn't laugh, because I would be a hypocrite. And I brought it on the show to share, because it's funny. But just not my style. And I hope it's not yours out there. I do. I hope it's not yours. Yes, Bobby Bones. On a phone right now is Austin in Georgia. Austin, what's happening?
What's going on, Bobby?
You're on the air, dude.
I heard you talk about Morgan number 2 went to the Luke Combs show,
mm-hmm.
and it just got me thinking how you said you were going to have Luke Combs on your Bobbycast, and then it fell through. And I was just wondering if there's an update on that.
We have rescheduled it for right after the first of the year. Luke Combs to come to the house and do an hour. We both want to make sure that we have that he's not touring on that day and I'm not traveling for American Idol. We want to be able to sit down and do an hour and a half, like super in-depth interview. So yes, we have rescheduled that after the first of the year. By the way, there is one up right now of songwriter demos that I'm really proud of. Like, these are the songwriters that wrote the song and recorded it that day, and they pitch it to artists. And so you get to hear many songs as sang by the songwriters before it got cut by the artist. And there's also, I tell you, I just love podcasts, right? The iHeartRadio app is so perfect for podcasts. This Velvet's Edge podcast, Kelly Henderson hosts the show. It's called Velvet's Edge. And she had on Brittany and Jason Aldean. And so, you want to hear a couple clips from this?
Mm-hmm.
Jason Aldean talks about how he hated how his and Brittany's relationship started, but wouldn't change anything about it now.
You know, and I mean, I get how people probably took that up at the beginning, you know,
100%.
And probably wasn't the best look for either one of us, but no. I think we both kind of probably hated the way it started, but you know, at the end of the day, like, I wouldn't change the outcome of it at all.
This is the first time I've really heard them talk about it, and they're both mm-hmm. there with yeah. Kelly.
Wow, it's crazy.
Yeah, check out the Velvet's Edge podcast. And Jason said they got closer in the beginning because they only had each other after losing a bunch of friends.
I think for us, it's just like we really did kind of only have each other. You know, going through stuff like that, I mean, you lose a lot of friends. And
Did you really?
Oh, yeah.
We both did.
Yeah,
really?
For sure.
Yeah,
and people are just not, you
quote
know,
unquote
some,
friends.
Some people,
well,
are,
right. exactly.
some people are cool and, you know, a lot of people aren't. And, you know, you just kind of start to weed those people out a little bit.
Right.
And, you know, and I definitely think it made us a lot tighter.
And apparently, Kelly was interviewing Brittany, and then Jason was like, hey, Jason just kind of showed up because Brittany was there, and then he hopped on, and they talked about all this.
Mm.
So check out the Velvet's Edge podcast, too. So you got many podcasts to check out this weekend. You have the Bobbycast. You have Velvet's Edge. Amy has Dr. Drew and her husband on at the same time. It's a whole podcast world of wonderful
Dr. Who and her husband?
Dr. Ruth. Oh, Ruth. Dr. Drew.
You said Dr. Drew and her husband.
Dr. Drew, yeah.
Okay, not Loveline Dr. Yeah. Drew.
No, what? Not Loveline Dr. Drew. Did you not? Think it was Loveline Dr.
I was like,
Drew?
What is going
yeah,
on?
That's
really?
What I thought. You're calling somebody else Dr. Drew? That's
his
not Dr.
name
Drew?
Is Dr. Drew.
You can't call him Dr. Drew, though.
But
there's
that's
already
his
a Dr.
Name. Yeah. I don't call him that. That's his name.
But you can't call him Dr. Drew.
But his name is Dr. Drew.
But it doesn't matter. You can't call him that as like a. As
but
like,
he's not even a podcaster or like a personality.
But then you
he's
have to call him like Dr. Drew, whatever. Because Dr. Drew already. That's like someone going, yeah, my name's Madonna.
Right.
Even if it is.
Or Dr.
But I don't even think he's associated. Himself, I never even thought of that guy because I kept thinking, like, do you know Dr. Drew?
No,
like,
and I was like, I cannot believe Amy got Dr. Drew on her podcast.
That's what I was just thinking.
I couldn't believe I got Dr. Drew on my podcast. I was like, wait, do you know something? I don't know. No, like, that's what that's his name. Like,
okay, but he's got to be Dr. Drew something. He can't be Dr. Drew.
Okay, I'll
at
have
least
to figure
not
that
to
out.
You
okay, on yeah. a public thing.
Yeah.
Okay, because that's what he has to all his patients.
Okay, great. But he's not on radio and TV. There's already an existing Dr.
Oh,
Drew.
Oh, well, he's not trying to be. I asked him
is.
To come on to talk about
the
skin
cancer.
You have
to call him
cancer.
Dr. Drew whatever.
Okay, I'll call him.
I was pumped for him. I was like, dang.
I was too.
I was telling her this morning before the show. I was like, great, good. Dr. Drew? She's like, yeah, no, it was no problem. I'm like, well, yeah, now it makes sense.
I thought, because like, didn't that Dr. Drew, you have him on if you want to talk about like sex or something?
Well, anything.
Love.
He'll talk about anything.
Love line?
Yeah.
Yeah. Let me put on... Hannah in Denver. Hannah in Denver. How are you, Hannah?
Morning, studio.
Morning.
Hey, so I was actually calling in reference to what you were saying about the delivery drivers and putting out the water and the Gatorade and whatnot. I am a mail carrier in Denver, and oh my God, that stuff is life. That is amazing. During the summer days, the first delivery house that I deliver my route to, there's always a cold bottle of water in their mailbox, and I'm like, oh, this is awesome. And then on cold, snowy days, there's like Gatorade or water. There's some packs of hot chocolate with a hot thermal of water and some cups. It's like amazing.
What?
That's awesome.
Yeah, that's awesome.
That gives us life because, yeah, and then right now, like with the holidays, we start super early. We're out there at 6 o'clock in the morning, and then sometimes we don't get off till midnight, and... this stuff is amazing. So I just want to say thank you to all those who does it because I definitely have people on my route that does it for me.
Well, we appreciate that call. I'm going to give you something here, too.
Hold on. Thank you.
Hold on. I got you something here. We're going to give you a $100 Walmart gift card and a Walmart photo gift because you can just take basically any picture and put it on anything and give it as a cool gift, a coffee mug, a blanket. Visit for anyone listening, visit Walmart Photo for personalized cards and gifts this holiday season. But for you right now, Hannah, I have you a $100 Walmart gift card for calling us this morning. How do you feel about that?
Oh, that's so awesome. Thank you so much.
Yeah, you're welcome. Appreciate it. Raymond, I'm going to put her on hold. Don't hang up, Hannah. I want to get you this prize, okay?
Okay.
Okay, there she is. Hannah in Denver. All right, good. Doctor.
Hey, whoa, I never said it was him. I just, that's what's his name.
You called him Dr. Drew.
Because that's not what I'm calling him. That's his name. you're acting like I'm calling him Dr. Drew.
I got a friend, Mr. Bean's coming on.
Okay. Mr. Bean, there's only one Mr. Bean.
Yeah, no. This is Mr. Willie Bean. He works down. He's a physical therapist. No, there's only one Mr. Bean.
That's funny. I did not even think about that, Dr. Drew.
I saw the note about it last night, too, and I'm like, Amy's getting the craziest guests.
I thought that for a second right now. I was like, that's amazing. I got to listen to that one.
Wow.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
And now I'm like, do I need to?
Yeah.
It's just some guy.
Listen,
I know.
Rude.
I know I'm such a loser.
Whatever. It's a good episode. He's one of the things. I have three other things in case you're not into that.
Dr. Drew. Dr. Phil Wilson.
Dr. Bean.
Mr. Bean.
Oprah.
Yes. And Oprah Johnson. She works down. It's a
yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yep.
Yeah.
Anyway, check out all those podcasts, the iHeartRadio app. Thank you very much.
The Morning Show's official YouTube channel. Go to YouTube, search Bobby Bones Show, and subscribe today.
Bobby Bones.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Here's your Flashback Friday. The year is 2001.
Yeah, there you go.
Flashback Friday.
2001, I was 21 years old. Man, I was just starting to buy beer.
No, you weren't.
Just kidding. I could get into the casino, though, which is pretty cool to me.
Do you ever buy beer for anyone?
No, I guess I get an 18, huh? When do you gamble?
Casino, 21.
Okay.
Could you buy beer for people? Did you ever buy beer for people?
Mm-mm.
Okay.
I don't think so. Not until...
You weren't the what? Because
I didn't buy beer for me.
April.
Yeah, so why would you buy it for someone else?
And then I was like, and mostly I was working. Yeah. Every Friday night, Saturday night, I was doing like station remotes.
Mm-hmm.
So, and also I wasn't the guy that would go to parties and, all right, guys, I got the beer.
Yeah, okay.
I guess if a friend asked me to, but I don't think I ever did. So, and I didn't have younger friends. I wasn't rolling with a bunch of 19-year-olds.
No, no, oh, yeah. Neither were we.
And then you dated a girl that was older.
Everything was older.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
When I was young. And now that I'm so older, mature. Everything is younger.
Okay. Oh, nice.
The year is 2001, Flashback Friday. The biggest country song on this day is Toby Keith. I want to talk about me, want to talk about my.
Want to talk about me, want to talk about I, want to talk about number one. Oh, my, me, my, what I think, what I like, what I know, what I want, what I see.
The biggest thing in pop culture, Winona Ryder is arrested for shoplifting. Mm. Remember that?
So crazy.
And it was like, why do rich people steal?
Right. And that's when you realized it was really a thing, like a disease.
She was arrested December 13th after video cameras at Saks Fifth Avenue recorded her taking items, removing their anti-theft devices, and stuffing them in a large bag. I still don't really understand. I'm not going to act like all this time has made me understand. I understand that I don't understand.
Right.
Yeah.
Instead of just me going, can't believe she would steal, I would go, man, I don't understand why someone would steal.
Right, because there's something, it does something to her, gives her some sort of fulfillment.
She was later convicted of shoplifting more than $5,000 worth of high fashion merchandise. So, what is she from in your mind?
Winona Ryder. Beetlejuice.
Yeah, 1988. And then now she's Joyce in Stranger Things, Netflix.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. That's right.
I know her from Adam Sandler movie.
Mr. Deeds.
Mr. Deeds. Yeah, that's it for us today. Hope you all have a great weekend. A couple things. One, you can get tickets to see Eddie and I in Washington, D.C. and Virginia Beach. They're on sale now at RagingIdiots.com. Also, Tampa, they're on sale now, too, for Strawberry Festival next year. Also, we're doing a raffle for $10. You can get in the raffle. We're going to draw somebody, and if you win, we're going to fly you to Nashville Hotel. Come to the Raging Idiots Million Dollar Show where we're playing, and people like Brooks and Dunn, Kane Brown, Brett Young, so many people are just stopping by to perform. Amy, if I told you the surprise guest, you'd probably pee a little bit.
What? There's a surprise guest that I don't know about?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. My gosh.
No, don't do that, because then it's not whoever you're thinking.
I'm not going to guess. You said I would pee.
I know. So, yeah, that's the thing. BobbyBones.com for that. What's up today?
I'm trying to see if I might take the kids to see Home Alone played with the symphony tonight.
Dang, fancy.
But I don't know. Well, I saw people posting about it on Instagram, and Home Alone's one of my favorite Christmas movies, and my kids love it. And to expose them to something like the symphony, they've never done anything like that. And it's real casual. You don't have to get dressed up. They said you can wear your ugly Christmas sweater. It's like casual. What about you?
Headed to Mountain Pine.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
To go to my high school.
Yeah.
They don't sell tickets to basketball games. You just show up and give them like $2 and go to the game.
Really? You just give them what you can?
It's a really small school. Oh, no, it's like, it's not give what you can, but it's like $2, whatever, to get in.
Oh.
Maybe $3.
They have a little table up front.
They don't sell pre-tickets. However, I'm going to go tonight, and Arkansas Keith texted me, he's like, they sold tickets to this game, and it's sold out. That's not a thing that happens.
Whoa.
I don't know if they, I'm not doing any.
They must be playing a good team then.
Listen, I'm not going to do comedy or anything. I'm just going.
Right.
So now
are
I feel
you?
Like
are you doing the halftime show?
No, and I feel this crazy pressure. What am I going to do now? Spin plates on sticks?
Throw a frisbee and catch it yourself?
But no, I'm going to Mountain Pine tonight, which is my hometown in Arkansas.
That'll
have a
fun.
Great weekend. We'll see you Monday. I think that's it. Goodbye, everybody.
Bobby Bones.
Yeah. Show.